Section 7. The Nebraska Individual Income Tax. Background. 43 states and the District of Columbia impose an income tax on individuals. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming do not tax personal income, while New Hampshire and Tennessee only tax dividends and interest income. On average, states imposing an individual income tax generate more than one-third of their revenues from the tax. As of 2006, the highest rate of state income tax is that of Vermont, at 9.5%, and the lowest rate is Illinois, which imposes a flat tax of 3%. Most state income taxes are progressive in nature and follow the federal tax system structure of multiple tax rates and brackets for different levels of income. 8 states, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee, apply a single tax rate to all taxable income. Even among states with graduated tax rates, most state income tax systems are fairly flat. In most states, however, credits and deductions produce progressivity in the tax system. In Colorado and Michigan, two of the states with a flat tax rate, the top 10% of taxpayers still pay about 50% of all personal income taxes. High-income taxpayers pay an even greater share of income taxes in states with progressive rates and tax brackets. For example, in California, taxpayers in the top 10% of income level pay 73% of income taxes. Nebraska enacted its individual income tax in 1968 at a flat rate of 2%. In 1974, the first multiple tax rates of 3% and 3.3% were enacted. Unlike the Nebraska corporate income tax, where tax rates have remained relatively constrained, the tax rate and brackets for the individual income tax have changed frequently. By 2006, there were 4 individual income tax brackets with rates of 2.56, 3.57, 5.12, and 6.84%. Nebraska's individual income tax is imposed for each taxable year on the entire income of every resident individual. Non-resident and partial year resident individuals are taxed on income derived from Nebraska sources. A personal exemption credit is allowed against the tax computed for every federal personal exemption of the taxpayer. For tax year 2006, the credit was $106. The tax is calculated as a percentage of Nebraska taxable income. Nebraska taxable income starts with federal adjusted gross income, adds interest from non-Nebraska state and local government obligations, and subtracts U.S. government obligations and other adjustments, decreasing income. Nebraska taxable income is further reduced by either federal itemized deductions, less state and local income tax, or standard deduction equal to the smaller of the federal standard deduction or the Nebraska standard deduction amount. Additional standard deduction amounts are allowed to elderly and blind taxpayers. For 2006, the standard deduction, including the additional standard deduction amounts, has been adjusted for inflation. Commission findings. The Nebraska individual income tax generates a substantial amount of revenue. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reported that in 2005, the individual income tax was the largest single contributor to the state's tax receipts, accounting for 38% of Nebraska's total revenue. Net individual income tax receipts totaled $1.4 billion in fiscal year 2005, with total state tax collection of $3.846 billion. The Nebraska individual income tax is typical of most state income taxes in that it is progressive in nature. This progressivity is primarily the result of two features of the tax: 1. Graduated tax rates for different tax brackets, and 2. Certain allowable deductions and credits that are specific to Nebraska. Exhibit 7.1 is a table, which presents the history of the tax rates and tax brackets imposed by Nebraska from 1993 through 2006. The law provides for a primary tax rate of 3.70%, and the tax rates within the brackets are calculated as a percentage of the primary rate. In 2006, Nebraska utilized four tax brackets which were different for three types of tax status. The brackets will be different in 2007, married, filing joint return, head of household, single individuals. Preferential tax rates are phased out for those taxpayers with federal adjusted gross income greater than $108,450 in 1993, $111,800 in 1994, $114,700 in 1995, $117,950 in 1996, $121,200 in 1997, $124,500 in 1998, $126,600 in 1999, $128,950 in 2000, $132,950 in 2001, $137,300 in 2002, $139,500 in 2003, $142,700 in 2004, $145,950 in 2005, $150,500 in 2006, and $156,400 in 2007. Many states which impose an income tax with different tax brackets automatically adjust those brackets each year to take into account the rate of inflation. Nebraska does not provide for an automatic adjustment, consequently, the brackets shift downwards in real dollars as inflation occurs. The effect of this is a constant increase in taxation for lower-income taxpayers. Exhibit 72 is a chart from the Tax Policy Center which shows the individual tax rates and the range of income brackets for the 50 states as of January 1, 2006. Nebraska's tax rate of 6.84% ranked as 19th highest among the states. California, Oregon, and Vermont are the three highest states with top rates of 9.3%, 9.0%, and 9.5% respectively. With respect to tax brackets, Nebraska's income tax brackets are set at relatively low incomes compared to most other states, and the maximum tax rate applies at relatively low income levels. The states vary widely in their approaches to bracketing. A group of states including Alabama, Connecticut, Mississippi, and Oregon essentially have a flat tax, where brackets are applied at very low income levels. Other states utilize tax brackets to differentiate very high income levels. The top bracket in New Jersey and New York is for taxable income of over $500,000. But the number and level of tax brackets is only one factor in the progressivity of a state's income tax. The second important factor is whether the state provides significant allowable deductions and tax credits in arriving at taxable income. Nebraska allows a number of these deductions and credits. By far the most important of these are the standard deduction and personal exemption provisions which are set forth below with their associated estimated tax cost. Section 7727.16.052. Every individual who did not itemize deductions on his or her federal return shall be allowed to subtract from federal adjusted gross income a Nebraska standard deduction based on the filing status used on the federal return. The standard deduction is reduced for higher income taxpayers. For 2006, the Nebraska standard deduction is adjusted for inflation pursuant to Section 7727.16.012c. Section 7727.013. Every individual who itemized on his or her federal return shall be allowed to subtract from federal adjusted gross income the greater of either the Nebraska standard deduction or all of his or her federal itemized deductions, except for the amount deducted on the federal return for state or local income taxes paid. Section 7727.16.011. A non-refundable credit of $106 in 2006 is allowed against Nebraska tax liability for every federal personal exemption. Nebraska's individual income tax burden compared to other states. Comparisons of individual income tax burdens imposed by the states are difficult. The Tax Foundation reports that in 2004, Nebraska's top tax rate ranked 17th highest nationally, and that Nebraska's 2004 individual tax collections were $711 per person, which ranked 21st highest nationally. But average state income tax per capita can be misleading, as incomes often vary greatly from state to state. The National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, took the additional step of ranking the states by tax per $100 of income. Exhibit 7.3 presents these findings for 2004. Just as the previous study, this NCSL study shows Nebraska with a per capita tax collection of $711. NCSL ranks this as the 22nd highest among the states. But when measured by the tax per $100 of personal income, Nebraska collects $2.15 per $100, ranking it as the 28th highest. Of the states that have an income tax, New York ranks the highest with $3.98 in tax per $100 personal income. North Dakota is lowest with a tax of $1.08 per $100 of personal income. Nebraska DOR study on income tax burden. The Nebraska DOR has recently completed a detailed study examining the manner in which the burden of the Nebraska personal income tax falls among taxpayers at various income levels. Exhibit 7.4 is a table which shows in several respects the way that this tax burden falls. The study divides all taxpayers into deciles based upon income level, with the bottom 10% of taxpayers' income being the first decile, the second 10% the second decile, up to the 10th decile, which consists of the taxpayers in the state with the top 10% of income level. This chart clearly demonstrates that the Nebraska individual income tax is highly progressive. In 2005, the bottom 7 deciles, or the bottom 70% of Nebraska taxpayers based on income level, accounted for 30.18% of the total federal adjusted gross income, but only 16.55% of Nebraska's tax liability net of non-refundable credits. By contrast, the 10th decile, or top 10% of Nebraska taxpayers based on income level, accounted for 41.31% of the federal adjusted gross income, yet accounted for 55.86% of Nebraska's tax liability net of non-refundable credits. This kind of progressive tax burden can be seen in every decile, with the 8th, 9th, and 10th deciles paying increasingly greater effective tax rates of 3.07%, 3.59%, and 4.78% respectively. Exhibit 7.5 takes the top decile and breaks it down even further by examining the 91st through 100th centiles. The degree of progressivity becomes even more pronounced. At the 91st centile, taxpayers earn 2.06% of total adjusted gross income and pay 2.35% of total income taxes. At the 100th decile, taxpayers earn 12.8% of total adjusted gross income and pay 21.94% of taxes. Finally, Exhibit 7.6 shows the progressivity of the tax graphically. In the first decile, the bottom 10% of taxpayers actually have a negative tax rate because of refundable credits. The effective tax rates rise slowly over the second through fifth deciles and then rise more rapidly with a pronounced spike in the 10th decile. Commission recommendations. The Syracuse study concluded that the Nebraska individual income tax is reasonably fair, and we recommend no immediate changes in the tax structure. The changes made to the tax over the last 20 years have not changed the fundamental structure of the tax, and state tax comparisons generally show that Nebraska's individual income tax ranks in the middle third of the states in tax burden. The Commission recommends that the law be amended to provide that the four tax brackets automatically adjust upwards or downwards to take into account the effect of inflation. The existing system, which does not adjust for inflation, reduces the progressivity of the tax and shifts taxpayers into higher brackets when their income, as adjusted for inflation, does not increase. On equity grounds, the Commission believes that the tax brackets should automatically adjust for inflation. A 2006 Nebraska Department of Revenue study shows that the Nebraska personal income tax is reasonably progressive through all income levels, except that in the top decile, the progressivity increases exponentially. The Income Tax Subcommittee of the Commission concluded that Nebraska's income tax appears to be breathtakingly progressive. The Commission recommends that the Department of Revenue study this issue and report to the legislature whether this result is consistent with a fairly progressive tax system and whether adjustments should be made.